I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big dumb jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week is all about you guys. I'm playing your most recent voicemails and answering your most pressing questions. Let's get started.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we are going to be listening and answering audience submitted voice messages. But first, I just wanted to do a little couple update. There are a bunch of couples that we've been talking about on Instagram, and I just kind of like wanted to talk it out with you guys because, you know, Instagram's great, but I think it limits the way that I can properly convey to you guys what I need to say. So the first couple I want to talk about is John Mayer and Kristen Cavallari. I know you guys, some of you guys don't believe that they have been out on a couple dates. I just want to say that I have no reason to lie about this. I have no dog in this fight. You know, it doesn't benefit me in any way to make something like this up. If I'm writing in my own words that I have heard that they have been on dates, then that is in fact something I believe. And I did hear from a couple people, but I do have an update. Since posting about John Mayer and Kristen Cavallari. So apparently, if you don't know what this is about, she went on a podcast and I think she talked a little bit about dating. I think it might have been Call Her Daddy. I'm not exactly sure which podcast. She talked a little bit about dating, and after that episode aired, fans noticed that her and John were following each other on Instagram. So because of that, people started speculating, and someone sent me an email with speculation. The first email I posted about this was speculation from a fan. And a couple people saw that email and wrote into me that, yes, it's true. They had been on a couple dates. She was in LA recording a podcast, and I think that that was one of the times that they went out. But alas, as Hollywood moves quicker than the speed of light, I heard that it's already over, and I'm going to read you the DM I received. This is in response to me saying that they went on a couple dates, and they responded. So yes, over the last 6 weeks, there have been a handful of dates, but it's already over.
He doesn't like loose lips. So the leaks may have made him antsy. He was very purposefully making sure their dates remained private. The follows perked up everyone's ears. So the follows meaning the Instagram follows that I just mentioned. So unless they are trying to source the leak, apparently they are Dunsville. And then this person goes on to say, initially, I had wondered if it was a response to Jana and her podcast. And if you guys don't know what that's in reference to, Jana went on a podcast and she had mentioned that she had been on a date with an A-list musician and she made a comment like her body wasn't a wonderland. So they didn't go on a second date and everyone just assumed that it was about John Mayer. So that's why Jana's brought up in this. Apparently, John was a complete gentleman over the last 6 weeks. This is now in reference to Kristen, making very specific arrangements so that they would fly below the radar. And her attitude about him had completely changed and thought he was just lovely. Zero complaints. John's camp, as per usual, is tight-lipped. All I heard yesterday was that it's over already, but not in a pissy way, just kind of laughing. To summarize all of that, it just seems like John Mayer doesn't like loose lips. So anyone out there listening who's dating John Mayer and nobody knows about it, maybe keep it to yourself if you want that relationship to continue. So that's all I really have about that. Again, no reason to make that up. I mean, it's a pretty random couple. If you ask me, a lot of people are saying they're surprised he would date someone with kids, but I feel like he's in his 40s at that point. Like, it doesn't matter. You know, if people connect, they like each other, who cares if they have kids or not? The next couple I want to talk about is Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker. There was a blind item about a basketball player who hosted a party at his house that had a lot of scantily clad women lounging by the pool, flirting. They were drinking. There was touching, whatnot. This is what the blind item was about. People assumed it was Devin and Kendall. Now, I've said in the past that they have been on and off. I've said this many times. I don't know why that's so hard to believe. I think it's hard to believe because when they are on, they're on. And they're on her Instagram and they're in paparazzi pictures and they're going here and there together. So I think people, you know, just assume that behind the scenes, everything is perfect. But I think as intelligent adults, we should surmise that it's not always what it appears to be. So someone saw the blind and saw that I was talking about it online, and they sent a DM about Devin. This is back in January. Now, I don't remember if at the beginning of this year they were in an on-off phase, but this is what the message says. It says, "Wait, I have tea. The other day, Devin Booker was in town for a game. A friend of mine is basically in the little black book that pro athletes use. Devin Booker contacted her out of nowhere asking her to come to his hotel room and offered her front row tickets to the game. He also sent an unsolicited dick pic. We did a deep dive and all the messages were from an untraceable number, not on a major carrier, like not on AT&T or Verizon, aka a burner phone. She asked him to FaceTime so she could know it was really him, and he said no because he's been burned by these types of girls before who record the FaceTime and leak it, which is true. But he provided all kinds of other information to try to prove it was him. She ended up not responding or going to the game, but after the game ended, he messaged her saying, 'Are you still down to come over?' She never went. I asked the person who sent me this. She never winded up going. I think the important takeaways from this are, what is this little black book that pro athletes use? And how do you get in this little black book? And is it like a shared document that pro athletes use when they're in a specific city to look up girls to hang out with. I don't know. That's what interested me the most about this. The second thing that interested me is, you know, Devin's like all other athletes. I don't know why it's so hard to believe that he would be behaving in any other way than what we've heard other athletes to behave like, just because he's dating Kendall Jenner. So I just think that, you know, next time there's a potential blind item that could be about him, or you hear that they're broken up, I don't think it's so hard to believe. I think we need to put on our thinking caps and remember who we're talking about. We're talking about an NBA player. And I think that I've posted enough about those athletes for you guys to surmise what happens. And that's all I'm going to say about that. The next couple I just quickly want to touch on is Gigi and Leo, Gigi Hadid and Leonardo DiCaprio. I told you guys back in June that they were going to be dating, and here we are in September, and it's making more headlines than just me posting about it. So what is that? June, July, August, 3 months. It took 3 months for places like Page Six and Us Weekly to pick it up. Everyone's asking for pictures, but you know, they go to places like Casa Cipriani and the Ned where pictures aren't allowed. They really aren't. And I know places like Soho House, pictures also aren't allowed. But I feel like with the Soho House, people care less, and they, you know, I've definitely received sneaky pictures from the Soho House, but Casa Cipriani and the Ned, like, those are newer spots. So people are going to adhere to those rules more because they do not want to get kicked out. Those are the hot spots right now in New York. And Zero Bond, although I don't think they've been seen at Zero Bond, but you will never see pictures from inside those places. So if they're cuddling up in a corner, or if they're making out at these places, there's not going to be evidence. Now, I did see them together at one of these places, and it's not my picture to post, but I did see them together. So I don't know why people aren't believing that they're dating. I mean, this dates all the way back to June. I had people writing in about them canoodling at these various hotspots. So we'll see where that goes. There are two more couples that I just want to touch on that were asked a lot about in the Q&A. One being Austin and Kaya. I reached out to someone asking what their status was because we haven't seen them together a lot lately. And the person said, last I've heard, which was last week, Austin and Kaya are still together. I know they are both working, so probably not out and about as much or making appearances together right now. And then the second couple you guys asked about a lot was Harry and Olivia. I have heard they're still together, but I just wanted to double check with a source that I really trust. And I just, you know, asked like any word on them. And this person said, Olivia and Harry are still together as of yesterday, but it's not like how it used to be. I think Harry is waiting to see how everything plays out to decide where their future ends up. And again, that's, you know, very much in line to things that I've said and posted in the past couple weeks, was that he was very blindsided by the Shia video and sort of her backtracking or her lying or her not lying, however you want to view it. He didn't know about any of that. And he was very, very blindsided by it. So in last week's episode, my guest Kelty kind of said it perfectly, that when your partner, you know, lies to you, or, you know, you find out something you didn't know, that's definitely creates a strain in your relationship. So I don't know if they'll be able to come back from it. That's only something they'll know. But as of now, they are still together. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it Does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Okay, let's get into the voicemails.
Hi, Dew. My name is Claire. I have a question about Blake Lively. So I have a hairdresser, a hairstylist, and she worked in the D.C. world, Washington, D.C., politician, all of that, before she decided to become just like more of a regular hairstylist. But she has a lot of friends who worked in Los Angeles. And unfortunately, it is very well known that she is probably one of the worst celebrities to work with when it comes to their hair. And since she has such a, you know, kind, everyone loves her kind of persona, I was wondering if you've heard anything about this or heard anything about her in general just not being the best. And also I was wondering maybe if one day you could dedicate an entire episode to these kinds of celebrities that have almost this image of being one way, but unfortunately, you know, blinds and stuff shockingly really uproot that image they so perfectly tried to craft. So thanks so much. Love your podcast. Bye.
Hi, Claire. Thank you for your question. So first of all, Blake Lively is coming out with a hair care line and it's going to be sold everywhere, like at mass retailers later this year. So we're talking Target, which is big time. So I'm very interested to see what that's going to be like. I'm a huge Blake Lively fan. I've posted about her so much. It's so funny that you bring up that you heard about Blake from a hairstylist, because I feel like the OGs of the account will remember when I first started the account, there was a big debate about Blake's hair. Whether or not she regularly wore extensions, like in her everyday life, because on Gossip Girl, her hair was so thick, so luscious, but people who met her in person were claiming that her hair did not look like that in real life. So aside from Hairgate, let's get into Blake Lively. I've received so many DMs about Blake, and what happened to Blake is what I like to refer to as the Gossip Girl curse. And this is not specific to the Gossip Girl cast. It's specific to any young cast who starts out on a show that becomes wildly popular. So think Gossip Girl, think Riverdale, think
you know, the 90210 reboot, like those type of like CW, WB type shows. When they start out on the scene, yes, a lot of them get the reputation for being difficult, being horrible. But then as they grow up and as they mature and as they become more wise to the way the business works, the business of Hollywood, they change. And I think this happened to Blake. And let me read a couple DMs to prove that. Okay, this one says, and these DMs are very old, so if you don't recall ever hearing them, they're from literally 2.5 years ago when I was posting a lot about Gossip Girl. This says, Blake Lively is not cool, or wasn't when I first shot her back in 2009. It was the worst shoot of my life. Could have been her management / publicist, but her first big magazine shoot was literally the most traumatic for me. That and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Okay, well, that Maggie Gyllenhaal's for another day, but okay, so then someone says in response to that, was just going to say this. I've heard of whole photo shoots being blown because she was so difficult. Like, not only don't look at her, but don't even cross into her line of vision type of shenanigans. This was back in the Gossip Girl days, so maybe she's gotten over herself. I don't know. So there were a lot of like those type of messages, you know, dating back to Gossip Girl times. And then she marries Ryan Reynolds and her tune totally changes. Now let's quickly talk about how her and Ryan got together. This is a DM from someone kind of like breaking it down, and I thought they did a good job. So I'll just read what they said. Okay. They say, I'm going to kind of go back far. So Blake shoots The Town in August of 2009. March to August 2010, she shoots Green Lantern. In September of 2010, her and Penn Badgley split. In December of 2010, Scarlett Johansson and Ryan announced their split. There were rumors of Ryan cheating with Blake, but of course, they have been denied. By early 2011, he's shooting Safe House and hooked up with a German model actress. End of May, early June, Blake and Leonardo DiCaprio have that weird little relationship. Photographed all over Europe, Disneyland, and NYC, which is odd given Leo is super private and, well, Blake is not. Right when Blake gets back, she goes on a press tour with Ryan for the release of The Green Lantern, which came out in June of 2011. By that time, Leo and Blake were done. In October of 2011, Ryan and Blake make the official announcement they are together, and thus begins all the pap shots of her visiting him at his trailer with balloons, them in Canada. And by September 2012, they make the move to Bedford. So let's go back. In 2009, I'm getting messages like Blake Lively is terrible to work with. By 2012, she's with Ryan Reynolds, and I'm getting messages like this. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds live in a house in my town, and I've seen them 3 to 4 times now. They're extremely friendly and nice. I've served them brunch, and they've insisted on sitting next to each other instead of across from one another, and we're super affectionate and in love. She is stunning in person, and he's very funny and down to earth. So do you see the shift I'm talking about? Do you see the curse that happens to young actors and actresses when they join the cast of an extremely popular TV show? I think that's what happened to her. I don't hear anything negative about her currently. Everything that I've heard that has been unfavorable in the past has been from the time period that she was on Gossip Girl and a little bit after. So I would be very curious to hear when your hairdresser is referring to. I will say that one of my favorite DMs I received about Blake Lively, I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if it's true, but it was pretty funny. It was about her and Leo. Somebody said they were on a boat one time in the south of France, and the two of them were also on it. They left the party went down to the cabin and had sex. Everyone heard her yelling, "Fuck me like Jack Dawson." I will never get over that. I wrote, "Are you serious?" And the person said, "I really wish I wasn't." That's one of my favorite Blake Lively submission. Okay, I will say that now she is extremely protective and definitely more private than she was back in her Gossip Girl and right after that, those days. So, you know, I don't know if people have encountered her and she's been a certain way because of that. But yeah, I mean, I could talk about Blake Lively for hours. I have a whole file on Blake Lively, but let me know if you want to know anything else. But basically, that's the gist. During the Gossip Girl days, you know, a little prickly. And now that she's a mom and she's married to a huge movie star, I think her tune has changed a little bit. Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. Mm. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame. All under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Hi, Do. It's Anna. I hope you're doing well. I just really want to know if you have any tea on the alleged, emphasis on alleged, fight between Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman. Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for your message. Okay, let's first talk a little bit about Reese Witherspoon. You know, somebody once said to me, don't ever forget the video of her getting pulled over with Jake Gyllenhaal. That is the real Reese Witherspoon. And I could never shake that. You know, I think she definitely tries to come off one way, but behind the scenes is a different way. Now, I will say she is a very successful and powerful woman in Hollywood. And, you know, we all know how tough that is. So does she have to be tough to a certain extent just based on the position that she's in? Yes. I'm going to say yes. But let's look into my Reese Witherspoon file and let me read some old DMs about her just to like set the stage. Somebody says, I interviewed Reese Witherspoon for a story once and I wish I hadn't. It shattered my image of her. She was so on, it made her seem disingenuous. And she plays up what I called commodifying the Southern experience. Super over the top with the Southernness. We were in Atlanta, for fuck's sake. Okay. Here's another one. I worked at an exclusive beach club and Reese Witherspoon was friends with a member and she would arrive and ignore me every single time. Like, hello, I've met you 7 times. You can say hi now, especially since I got along very well with her friend. Like, not even acknowledging me. And we're 4 people total. And your husband says hello, who was super nice. Here's another one. Justice for Reese. This must have been around a time when I was posting messages like the ones I just read. Justice for Reese. I met her like 4 years ago at a store in Nashville where she was with her husband just walking around. And I noticed her and forgot how to speak. So my friend went up to her and was like, I'm such a huge fan. Can we get a pic? And she was super shy and quiet, but really sweet. Okay, so, you know, now we established that Reese Witherspoon has her ups and downs just like every other human. Let's talk about the alleged feud between her and Nicole Kidman. I have had people swear up and down that there was no feud. And I have had people tell me that they 100% did not get along for obvious reasons. I mean, Reese is the boss. You know what I mean? And, you know, Nicole Kidman is another one who I've really heard amazing, amazing, amazing things about. But like every once in a while, I'll get a DM being like, she's so difficult. And I'd be like, and like, I wouldn't want to hear it because I'm such a huge fan of her work that I never would get into it with the person telling me that. But here we have 2 women who are huge movie stars working together on a project. Yeah, there's going to be friction. They were not best friends. I don't know why people expected them to be or why they should have been, but they were colleagues and they worked together on a project. And I think that's all it was. So I know Reese Witherspoon and Laura Dern are very close and they're good friends in real life. So, you know, maybe there was a little bit like third wheel on the out with Nicole Kidman. And, you know, we also have Shailene and Zoe. They're a little bit younger. So, you know, I don't really think they got in the mix that much. And then Meryl Streep, you know, she's a queen. She's not going to get in the mix. So we have Reese, Nicole, and Laura. You know, maybe Nicole was kind of just like third wheel in it and wasn't as good of friends as Reese and Laura. But yes, 100% there were rumors about Reese and Nicole not getting along. I can't get a grasp on what the truth is. And I don't know, Reese Witherspoon kind of remains a mystery a little bit. You know, I don't hear the greatest things about her. I also hear that she's kind of cheap, which is not great when you have a lot of money. But again, I'm going to give her a little bit of a pass because she is a very successful, powerful woman in Hollywood. She literally came up from being a teen actor to who she is today. That can't be easy being in the business that long. So I think that if you think that she's all like, you know,
Southern Sunshine, that would be naive of you. Okay, let's take the next one.
Hi, Drew. I'm Lily. My question is about Anthony Starr, a.k.a. Homelander from The Boys. I was wondering if you know anything about him or you've heard anything about him that kind of, you know, spark people's interest.
Hi, Lily. Thanks for your question. Okay, so for those of you who don't know who we're talking about, Anthony Starr plays a character on the show The Boys, which is on Amazon Prime. He plays a character called Homelander, and The Boys is about superheroes. It's about superheroes who live amongst normal people in like present day. It's actually a really interesting show. So I don't get that much gossip on The Boys anymore. Mainly, I think they had two seasons. I don't know if there's going to be a third. And I used to be really into it. The first season was really good. The second season was harder for me to get through and I didn't finish. So I kind of stopped posting about it as much. Oh, also Jack Quaid is in this TV show. So, you know, we all love Jack Quaid. So I was posting about it a lot and then I really didn't enjoy the second season. So I stopped posting about it. But Lily, I went to my number one The Boys source and asked what they knew about Anthony. So I'm just going to read you their DM. In this DM, they're going to name certain other cast members on the show. So if you don't watch the show, it probably won't make sense. But this is what they had to say. Him and Aaron Moriarty were fuck buddies at one point. He's not great to crew. And any male actors that are more popular than he is. He's very much in the mindset of it's his show and he's the star. Now, on the show, he is kind of like the lead superhero. So maybe it got to his head. Carl Urban can't stand him and Jensen didn't like him. And when he wasn't being rude and nasty to Jensen, he tried to entice his fans to come over to him. I heard he wasn't happy that Homelander was a rapist, and that's why it was ambiguous and not mentioned. Okay, I don't know that storyline of him being a rapist. That must have been in season two. So I will say, I'd like a side note to this, that I don't know if that was openly portrayed on the show, as I did not watch it, but that's what this person is saying. And fair enough. I mean, he didn't like that. That's how his character was being portrayed. I mean, I get that. I wouldn't like that either. So this person goes on to say a lot of things that I can't repeat. Sorry, this is so vague. But I'm trying to like edit some of their words. Basically, let me just summarize. He sounds prickly. That's like the nice way to say it. This is what he sounds like. This is coming from this one person who's a fan of the show. I asked them, is there anything positive about him? And the person said, positive? He treats his fans well. And that's it. That's all I have on him. So it sounds like if this person is accurate, I mean, I don't hear a lot about Anthony Starr, like I said. You know, seems a little tense behind the set of The Boys. So sorry, Lily, that's all I really got. I don't know anyone who really is associated with that show. So I kind of just had to refer to this one person and ask them. So if I hear anything else, I'll post. Thanks. Okay, let's take the next one.
Hi, my name's Liv. My question for you, Dumas, is more about your schedule that you keep. I'm guessing for you at this point, this is a full-time job, just managing this account and the DMs for everything and keeping track of all that. So I guess I'm wondering, are you able to completely sustain yourself off of this podcast now, or are you also working on the side? And if you are working on the side, how this complicates things. We all love you, so always curious how people are surviving in this world. Bye.
Hi, Liv. Thank you for your question. Yeah, so I do this full time now. For about 2 years, I had a job as well. So I was doing both. I was doing this and also had a full-time job. But I decided to leave my job to focus fully on this because it just became too overwhelming. I mean, it's still overwhelming as I really kind of, as far as content and answering the DMs, I'm doing it all on my own. You know, everyone's always like, get help, but it's just really hard for me because like I have a system that I feel comfortable with. You know, I know who I speak to in the DMs. I know who my trusted sources are. Everything's on my phone. So I just don't know how I would ever be able to have anyone help with that. Because it's all me doing it. It's not really like a responsibility I could share. So it's still overwhelming. It's still a lot of work, but now at least I don't have to worry about a 9-to-5 job, which to be honest with you, like towards the end, it was like last on my list of priorities because I was really trying to focus on this. But yeah, so it is running this account is very lucrative. I'm doing great. And it was scary. It was a career change, to be honest. I had worked in the same field for a really, really long time. And this was a complete career change. And it was scary. And I took the chance. And, you know, I think that if I'm able to expand, it could be even better. But right now, I'm just kind of going day by day, if that makes sense. So yeah, hopefully that answers your question. I mean, if anyone out there is listening who's not happy in their job or their career and they want to make a change, you know, my advice to you is to just do it. I was so unhappy and so depressed doing what I was doing before. And even though this is probably like exponentially more stressful, in a way, like I'm my own boss and, you know, I'm doing it the way I want to do it. And because of that, I'm so much happier. And I just want to thank all you guys for your support. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to do any of that. You know, again, I know I keep saying this, but like making a career change after being in a specific career for a really long time is scary. For anyone, no matter what career you're jumping to. And this was a field that, you know, I had no experience in, you know, entertainment news, we'll call it. I had no experience in that. And I'm still learning. And I have a lot of people behind the scenes who help me, like mentor me, not like actually help me do the work. But there's a lot of people I go to who have mentored me. One person in particular, I don't know if they listen to my podcast, but they know who they are. They work in the business and they have helped me a lot. And I'm really lucky to have people like that who have offered to help me. And there's more than just this one person, but this specific person has been there from the very, very, very beginning, offered to help me. Like, for nothing. They don't get anything for helping me. In fact, they have a very, very, very important job at a place that all of you guys know. And just like, I don't know, out of the kindness of their heart, they have helped me along the way, you know, figure stuff out. And then there's other people. I have a really great team at WME who, you know, again, I wouldn't have been able to switch careers without them. I have an amazing team there. So I've been really lucky, but it hasn't been easy. But again, like if you guys want to like talk career advice in the DMs, message me because like that's my favorite thing. Like I love posting jobs. I love when you guys get jobs from postings that I've put up. It makes me so happy because I know how hard it is to find a job. I've had to do it in my life. So I've been there.
So I'm happy to help any way I can. And I do post all job listings I get. I get this question all the time. People say like, do you have any job listings for Miami or Austin or Canada? Every single job listing I get, I post. So just keep checking Instagram stories. I also save all job listings to highlights. So you could check in there. All job listings and all reality show castings, just in case any of you guys have ambitions to be on a reality show, those are all saved to highlights. So I hope that answered your question. Thank you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's take the next one.
Hey, Dew. This is Maria. I just wanted to know if you have any intel about Angus Cloud. I have an obsession with him, and there's like barely anything out there about him other than like, you know, he was found on the streets. But if there's anything about him, and I hope he also works in more projects, like I really want to see him grow. So any intel about Angus Cloud? Thank you. Bye, Dew.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for your question. So yeah, I don't get anything on Angus. Do you believe it? Like just sightings. It's so weird. So I had to ask someone who sort of pals around in that Hollywood crowd. And this is what they said. He's super cool and really normal and a sweetheart. He's a big teddy bear. I know a lot of people think he's like his character on Euphoria, and there's definitely similarities, but he's smarter than I think a lot of people give him credit for. He gets along with everyone and is just a cool dude. So that's what they said. That's all I got. I hope that answers your question. I think that's pretty positive. I like to just leave it at that. Thanks for your question.
Hey, Dew. It's Rain. I left you a voicemail last time, but I definitely fucked up the format, so here's a new one. Do you ever get any like tea on Aubrey Plaza? I'm like a huge fan and I hope she's amazing, but you know, you never know. You're the best. Bye.
Hi, thank you for your question. Okay, so I literally asked for this podcast to be recorded like a half an hour later because I was searching my screenshots for something somebody sent me on Aubrey Plaza while she was filming season 2 of The White Lotus, and it wasn't good. And I wanted to read that DM so bad. Somebody sent me this whole thing on her, and I'm so sorry. I searched high and low for it. I could not find it. So if the person who sent me that DM is listening, can you bump it? But I did ask someone else about her, and this is what they said. I don't get a lot on Aubrey Plaza except for this one DM that was so long and detailed about how she was on season 2 of The White Lotus that I can't find. Okay, so this is what this person had to say. I said, do you hear anything about Aubrey Plaza? The person said, not often. She stays super down low and hangs out with a very small circle. Her husband is Allison Brie's usual co-writer producer on a ton of projects. What I will say is people say she really is that awkward and weird. She spent the lockdown booked and busy. That's it. That's all they said. I don't get that many unsolicited DMs about her. Otherwise, I'd have like an Aubrey Plaza folder like I do for Blake and Reese. But if I can find this
White Lotus DM that I'm referring to, I will post it. It wasn't really that positive, so I hate to break it to you. I don't want to even guess what it said because I don't want to misquote what this person said in the DM, but maybe along the lines of she wasn't that great to work with, something like that.
Hi, my name is Mandy. I'm sure you're probably tired of all this, but I was just wondering, like, how is it going for all of the Don't Worry Darling drama now that, like, the Venice Film Festival has happened? Because I feel like everybody is saying something different, and I did listen to your most recent episode where you did the timeline, but I just feel like ever since Olivia Wilde did that Vanity Fair interview debunking a lot of things, it's just been even more confusing because a lot of things that she said didn't line up, I guess I should say. Everything, what I'm trying to say is that everything is just very complicated and messy and mixed up, and I'm just confused on where everything stands right now because it's been kind of quiet. And I was just wondering, have you received any tips or like anything related to that on what's happening? Yeah, that's essentially it. I just feel like everything's kind of confusing right now, and I just want to know if you received any new information on it to help out a little bit with it. And also, if you could touch on the Rotten Tomato score, because I think the last time I checked, it was like at a 39%. So, yeah. Thank you.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for your question. I haven't heard that much about it since the Venice Film Festival. I did post, I don't know if you missed it, that Warner Brothers is planning an awards push for Don't Worry, Darling. So, as far as the reception the film has received and the Rotten Tomato scores, I don't think that that is a factor in it being considered for awards. And as we all know, because we've all witnessed, awards are very important to Hollywood. I mean, they might not be important to us anymore. I know how I feel about award shows, but they are still very important to Hollywood. So, you know, if this movie is nominated for any awards, I think that it will be considered a success amongst the film community. I didn't read the Vanity Fair article because I don't read Vanity Fair, but people did say that some of the things that she said aligned with my timeline, but I'm not sure exactly what. And, you know, we're never going to get a clear picture of what happened because only Olivia, Florence, and Shia really know. And I've said this from the beginning that, and I maintain this, I don't think Harry knew anything about what was going on until he joined the film, which if you listen to the podcast episode, they started filming in October. And all of the drama between Florence, Olivia, and Shia supposedly happened in like July, August, September. So Harry wasn't even in the picture. So I don't think we'll ever really find out exactly what happened. I think they're done talking about it. And I think now we just have to see like how many people go see the movie. I know I'm going to see it. Sorry, I hope that answered your question. Thank you for your long and thoughtful question. If there's any other information I get about what's going on currently, I'll definitely post. But I think that after all the press came out, Olivia's articles and Shia's articles, I think everyone was sort of like doing damage control behind the scenes. And I heard it was like a shit show. Total shit show. So I think that now that that has died down, everyone is kind of just like chilling because that was like a lot to handle for 2 weeks. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, that's all we have. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you next time. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You.
New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.